or software and whatever. In verse 9 it says, "Then he said to me," God is speaking now again to the prophet Ezekiel, telling him what to do, "prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain that they may come to life." Now, what he's talking about here in the Old Testament context is speak. Breath means spirit. Speak to the Holy Spirit and say, come and bring life to this situation. We got them standing up. We got the physical presence, but we have no life.
You mean we can command Holy Spirit? We can say, come, Holy Spirit, come, breath, because that's really what breath was. At first he says, now I want you to speak to the dry bones. So he spoke to the dry bones and they got up. But then he says, I want you to speak to Holy Spirit, the very breath of life.
You know, one of the core teachings about this Breathing Life series is this concept that comes out of here, that God has put himself in our hands and said, use me. I'm available.
Wow.
Use me. Call on me. Put me to work. Well, that's what the prophet was doing here, and God was instructing him. He said, I want you to speak to the situation, and then I want you to speak to the answer here, and I want you to bring life to the situation. In verse 9, let me read it again. Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain that they may come to life. So I prophesied as I was commanded, or as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they came to life, stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army.
Oh, praise God.
Now, many times, let's talk over in the financial arena, many times something's gone south in a relationship. People hooked up, and they decided they were going to do business. Maybe they were in some kind of partnership, which really is a very dangerous thing, but maybe they were in some kind of relationship financially, and it went sour. Something happened. And all of a sudden, death entered, and there was no life in that relationship anymore, because there were probably promises broken, contracts broken, and as a result, there was debt. In other words, death had to come into that relationship, and debt, financial debt, was a result.
Yes.
I believe that we can lay those bills out on the table and speak life into those bills, into that relationship that went south, that went dead.
Well,
I believe that's what God is saying here.
I believe, Darren, in this next hour, we're going to make a transition here. Herein lies a great revelation for the believer. And I believe as you receive this revelation from God's Word, you're going to become a mighty man and woman of God. There is a time of transition in every believer's life when they go from begging for the answer to their problems and situations to the confession of the Word for the answer. And I see a lot of Christians still begging God, oh, God, you've got to help me. Oh, God, you've got to do this for me. Oh, God, you've got to come through. And that's a begging of sorts. And God's saying, I've given you the scripture and I've given you the substance that you can go out and do it.
Giving you the resources.
Yes. And I believe this next hour is going to be so profound. I'm looking forward to it.
And you know, when we are blessed with that Abrahamic covenant, it's inside of us. For most of the people we're speaking to, that's latent. It's not vital. It's
illegally
there. And you can read the word, say, oh, yeah, I know Abraham was blessed and Jesus was a seed and I got born again and I changed kingdoms, you know, so what? And basically they're saying, so what? So what's different? Well, I believe that when we get the revelation, and we're teaching this here under the anointing of the revelation of God today, I can sense that. And I think you listening can sense that. God wants to change and move you from a dead country, almost like Abraham had to move. He may have to get you out of idolatry and maybe some bad habits and get you over there where you wake up and you realize God is saying, listen, I put myself in your hands. I've given you Holy Spirit. Why don't you use us and start saying, thus saith the Lord. And we're going to talk about this in the next hour, so I believe you're going to be with us.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, we thank you for your mighty revelations today. We cover them with the blood of Jesus. We declare they can't be stolen, distorted, held up, in any way harmed, because we have the spirit of revelation upon us, and that's part of that Abrahamic covenant, that Abrahamic contract that you made with Abraham that is ours today. It's alive and well and operating. We thank you today for the marvelous Word of God, the blood of Jesus, and the power of the Holy Spirit, who has been sent to lead us into all truth.
Yes.
Lord, we're receiving the truth,
yes.
And we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.